from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. This weekend, Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, arrives in the Bay Area for a long-anticipated visit. A group of Tibetan-American teenagers is getting ready to perform for him. Rachel Dornhelm met up with them and the network of Tibetan artists and musicians in the area who are determined to keep their music and dance thriving in the diaspora. It's part of our ongoing KQED Arts series on how culture creates community.
About a dozen high school girls sit outside on a cool winter day in Richmond. For an hour and a half straight, teacher Tashi Sering guides them through a new song, Galway Tenju. It's a classical Tibetan text, only sung for the Dalai Lama. Many of the girls have their long, dark hair drawn up in ponytails and buns. They're surrounded by the trappings of 21st century American girlhood. Cell phones, chatter about the SATs. But they also spend hours each weekend practicing Tibetan language, dance, and music.
Tibetans in Tibet can't do what I'm doing right now. They don't have the opportunity that I have here practicing my own language, culture, and religion.
17-year-old Tenzin Nima moved here from India about 5 years ago. The El Cerrito High School student says whether the music is about religion or folkways, it carries political weight because of repression in Tibet by governing Chinese authorities.
It's like ever since I was little, my grandpa would always talk about it, and my parents would also talk about it since my mom came from Tibet. Like, she would tell me stories about how she was in prison and tortured, and how she came to India. I feel really connected to it since, like, my mom is part of it.
The teens are doing their part, following their teacher as he gets them ready to perform for the man they refer to as His Holiness.
Is it Nanga or Nanga?
Many of the 2,000 Tibetan Americans now living in the Bay Area emigrated from Nepal and India. That's where they fled to, following the Dalai Lama's exile in 1959. Nawang Choki says her parents, a nurse and restaurant worker here, worried she might lose her connection to Tibet. That's why she says these weekly classes are so important to her.
If we didn't really preserve, then we're not Tibetans. You know, like, we're just lost case because we don't have our country and we just come here and we're not, like, trying to preserve our culture. Then what are we? You know, who are we? So that's why I think it's really important and I'm really proud of us.
Their teacher trained for over a decade at a renowned Tibetan art school in India. Sering says he was inspired watching his father dance for the Dalai Lama in 1989.
From then, I love singing and dancing. It's been like my dream to be a professional artist in Tibetan cultures.
In the 2.5 years he has mentored this group of girls, they've competed in music, dance, and Tibetan language debate competitions from Seattle to Los Angeles. He says they wouldn't be allowed in Tibet to sing the songs they're practicing today.
To see a children learning a new songs, when they learn, when they perform, I was like, okay, this is what I want, you know, in my life.
Sering is far from the only trained Tibetan dancer and musician in the area trying to keep the traditions alive. He's part of a local Tibetan dance and opera group called Chuksampa that's celebrating its 25th anniversary. Another Chuksampa member, Sering Wangmo, recently got a $40,000 grant to stage and record a rare, elaborate dance called the Lingdro.
The more the merrier. So this is our biggest group so far, and many of them are first-timers.
Sering Wangmo is leading about 24 people in call and response chants that they read from scripts pulled up on smartphones. Omaho, they sing out, how wonderful. Tells the story of an 11th century Tibetan king. The rare U.S. performance will be on the Dalai Lama's birthday this summer.
All right. So we'll do the tronche, meje senche, ani karsa.
The women follow Wangmo dancing around the community hall of an apartment building with flowing white scarves. Renzin Lama, a nurse, says she first saw this dance in Nepal, where she was born, and couldn't imagine she would get the chance to learn it here.
I don't think many of the young Tibetans here have seen this here. So once we learn this, we show them what we have, and then they will be like, oh, I want to learn it. So it continues, it's a cycle, goes on, yes.
This generational transfer is the way all Tibetan music is passed along, says Tashi Sering, the mentor to the girls at the Tibetan Center. Sering says performing in Tibet someday is a dream. In the meantime, he and his students have plenty to look forward to when they perform for the Dalai Lama in Berkeley this Sunday. I'm Rachel Dornhelm, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find this and other stories from our series about culture and community online at kqed.org/arts.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation and the members of KQED.